RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
As a cardiologist and a chef, Dr. Michael Fenster has combined his culinary talents with cutting-edge medical expertise and insight. It's time for Code Delicious with Dr. Mike.
Hey, welcome back, Healthy Nation, Food Nation. You are listening to Code Delicious with Dr. Mike. I am Dr. Mike, and make sure you get over to www.cardiochef.com. Subscribe to that newsletter so you know what's happening every week. You get head starts, including our recipes for the culinary CPR segment. And today I'm absolutely delighted to invite and have on the show my very new friend. We met over food and wine while we were trapped in Minneapolis Airport across our travels. Robinson Shaw has been in the food service business for over 20 years, from family-owned barbecue restaurants in Georgia to Seattle and Ketchum, Idaho, where she's lived on and off for 20 years. She's passionate about the environment, food systems, and most importantly, healing and nurturing our bodies through food. Sound familiar? She's worked as a restaurant manager, catering cook, caterer, and even started a business of ready to drink teas, and I love this, called All Y'all's Organics. And folks listening from the South will understand that, because that's plural. The plural of y'all is all y'all. She's currently an indispensable part of the management team at Christina's Resort in Sun Valley, Idaho, and also hosts her own radio show, which you need to check out on KDPI in Ketchum, called Season Roots, Mondays at 6 to 8 o'clock. Robin, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, Dr. Mike, thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
So can you tell the folks, it sounds like, you know, food has been a part of your life and a part of your professional life and family life, it sounds like, you know, since you were growing up. So can you give the folks a little background?
Yeah. Well, I grew up in North Florida, and my granddad always had a farm there. And so I don't think I stepped foot into a grocery store to buy vegetables until I went to college. I mean, I was a little bit spoiled in that regard, and so I always knew kind of where my food came from, especially my vegetables and usually beef and some fruits like strawberries. But that just, I think, instilled a passion in me for food and just growing up in a little bit of an agriculture family. And I just love the restaurant business. I love cooking and preparing food. I love serving it. I love seeing people be happy when they eat a great meal. And I love the busyness of it.
Well, it's definitely busy. And, you know, I think I sort of chuckle a little bit when you see folks, you know, going and taking a cooking class or this and that. And, you know, and even some people going, you know, I teach up at the university, and I see folks, you know, coming into the culinary world. It's not a 9-to-5 world. It is hard work. It's long hours. So when you say busy, I think that is somewhat of an understatement.
It is, right? We, at the restaurant I currently work in, very small kitchen, very professional catering, cooking crew in the kitchen. And we turn out 400 plates a day, and just
wow.
Consistently amazing food. And we're just, you know, when a restaurant works well, it's a beautiful thing. But when it doesn't, not so good.
No, you can find yourself not only just in the weeds, but you can find yourself, you know, lost in the forest, never to escape. So, you know, it can get very deep and grim for sure. For the Game of Thrones fans out there, the kitchen can get deep and dark and be full of terrors. So what is the food philosophy? It sounds like, you know, you and I spoke before, you know, Christina's is really a food philosophy that is aligned with your own. And so tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, Christina is this phenomenal Italian lady who has been in business here for 25 years, and there's nothing else like it. And we have a bakery and a catering division and, of course, the restaurant. And I'm just proud to say that she continually sources local food. Literally, people bring in eggs from their farm, morels that they've picked out in the forest here. You know, you name it, locally raised and healthy beef and pork and sausages. And so of course, the price reflects that. But if that's something you care about, then you're going to pay for it. And as an employee, it just I'm proud to work at a place that does care about sourcing its you know, its fruits and vegetables and meats, and trying to have them be organic as much as possible.
And I think that's so important, and I think a very for someone as I do that, you know, travels all the time, it's and a lot of people do, you know, I think that's one of the blessings and sort of one of the dark sides in terms of business and whatnot, where, you know, we are on the road, we're traveling here and there, and so busy. But knowing that there are places, you know, like the restaurant you're at, like Christina's, where you can go in and you're getting quality food. You know, you talk about the price, yeah, but, you know, try, you know, coronary artery bypass surgery. That ain't cheap. And that will, you know, affect you for the rest of your life. And, you know, there was a study done not too long ago that said, that estimated about, they, you know, give or take, about 70% of heart attacks they felt could be prevented if people ate better.
Wow.
I mean, and you talk about that, and you talk about, you know, cost savings in terms of when people eat this kind of food that you're talking about, the unprocessed real food, clean food, you know, farm to table, whatever label you want to put on it, you know, you're talking about less diabetes. You're talking about less of certain types of cancers. You know, you're talking about keeping mental acuity, so less Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, all these sorts of things. And as a nation, you know, think about eating so well and having this incredible savings in terms of what we expend on that now. It just blows me away. And one of the diets that's often quoted on this is the Mediterranean diet. And if I'm not mistaken, that's kind of the emphasis, right? The style of food, if you will, that Christina's
absolutely
employs.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, I forget, you being the doctor, of course, that comes to mind with you when you're not eating the right foods. It's going to lead to dis-ease of all sorts. And I don't understand folks that just don't put that two and two together in that regard.
Don't you think we've traded a little bit of, or people have, well, I think that in some ways doctors and health professionals and the government, we're to blame because we put people on the wrong track. We said, oh, it's the saturated fat, you know, eat this processed thing that has not one real ingredient found in nature. And we've been telling people that for 50 years. This morning, you know, I was reading somebody posting up, you know, an intelligent colleague of mine, you know, posting stuff up for, you know, fat-free Alfredo sauce. And it was, you know, synthetic this and skim that. And it's like, oh, you know, it's great because it doesn't have any real cream in it. Number one, it's not Alfredo sauce. I think you'd agree with me on that, right?
Absolutely. There's only one way to make Alfredo sauce.
That is right.
You know, I mean... Okay.
Well, yeah, it absolutely, you're absolutely right, you know, and the idea that, oh, your heart's going to thank you because you're not eating fat. No, when we look at these studies, you know, we've unfortunately created a whole false narrative on, you know, what is healthy food. And I think one of the biggest things, because the types of things you serve sound so delicious, is that healthy food can't be tasty food. It can't be good food. And to tell us a little bit about, like, some of your favorite dishes at the restaurant or things that you just like to eat.
Well, we, of course, make all of our own food. We have a tomato bisque recipe that is just on the menu all the time. It's kind of famous. It's so good and fresh. And I've tried to make it and duplicate it, and I can't do it, but it's because of the tomatoes we're using. And when we choose them at their overripe state to then saute them to then make the soup, it all goes back to, I believe, my boss's, you know, being raised in Italy, and how you take what's around you and at the right time you prepare it in that particular way where it will bring out its essence. And so we do a lot of salads. We do, I love our pizzas. We have traditional thin crust, Italian style, 12-inch pizzas, homemade tomato sauce. Yesterday I had spinach and Kalamata olives. and garlic and a little bit of mozzarella cheese and basil on mine. Those are my favorites. We do a Kobe beef burger. We always have pasta specials. And honestly, we're the type of restaurant where if you come in and you want something and you've been craving something and it's on your mind, we do our best to try and create that for you, because there's hardly an ingredient that we don't have. So it's a great restaurant to work at, and I've worked there on and off for the last 15 years. I was gone from Ketchum for about 7 years doing my thing in Georgia, and that's a whole nother set of philosophies as far as food service goes, a lot different. But happy to be back at Christina's right now as a more mature culinary professional. It does that part of the restaurant where we try to give the people whatever they want to eat. That used to be stressful for me. Now I totally get it and I embrace it, and I love just talking to someone about what they want and helping them create it and bring them a dish that we've created especially for them. That's super rewarding, and I enjoy it a lot.
And I think, you know, when you're doing it the way you're doing it with the quality ingredients, you've taken the time to source, you've taken the time to, you know, prepare it. It's not, you know, you could take great ingredients and it doesn't do any good to kind of stick them in a freezer and then throw it in a microwave and slop it on the plate. when you're serving them and giving them that food experience, that really is powerful medicine from the whole, you know, from start to finish. And, you know, in a way, you're being sort of the very first and replicating sort of the very first, you know, physicians. I mean, that is healing, nurturing food. And I love that philosophy in your restaurant. Do you think that is something that maybe we're seeing more of in terms of, you know, we've got so much fast food out there and so many of those options, and the restaurant business is hard, and it's hard to compete with that advertising. You guys have obviously been successful for a long time. Do you think this is a trend that maybe we'll see more of, or is it a fad, or have we seen it peak?
I think it's definitely a trend we can see more of. The more we talk about how much better, you know, locally sourced and organically raised fruits and vegetables and clean meats are, I think we have more to come for sure, but I also think that it depends on what part of the country or even the world. I haven't been out of the United States in a while, but I think it depends on where you are and what the culture is around you, because I can tell you I tried to start an organic ready-to-drink tea business here in Idaho, and I took it to Georgia, and it was a flop. And the people in Georgia just weren't receptive. They didn't know what organic meant. They didn't understand the premise that it was just their same sweet tea that they love. I just made it with organically right. raised tea and organically grown and processed sugar. So it just depends. Of course, I live close to the Northwest and the West Coast, where it's quite progressive. And I read about restaurants all the time that are like partner, husband-wife teams, and one's a farmer and one's a chef. I mean, that just warms my heart. I hope that we see more and more of that around the country. And we're not talking fancy food. We're just talking, it's real food.
Well, yeah, you nailed it. I mean, you absolutely nailed it. And, you know, I think, you know, when I do talk about the studies and, you know, when I talk about butter and, hey, there's a real, real difference between organic butter that has that label that was cows were allowed to eat what they want to eat, wander, they're happy cows in the field, versus sort of the industrialized processing. You know, I get to do that analysis because of what people like you have been doing. You know, for the last over decade, 15 years, this trend for chefs to get out and restaurants to embrace local, organic, real food, simply because it tastes better. And you know, you brought up a good point. Well, why do people not get that? You know, I think for a large portion of the population, you know, taste buds have been deadened. I mean, you've been addicted to just layers of sugar, salt, and fat, and not the nuances of taste that you find in something like, your restaurant's Mediterranean approach. And I hate, you know, I've gone away from the Mediterranean diet. I realize that's the reference point people realize. But what you've shared with us today is really an approach. You know, it's broader than just saying, okay, well, we're going to use pasta and tomato sauce. There's so much, you know, you said, you know, and one of the other things, and I want to make sure I heard this right. You said for that tomato bisque, you wait until the tomatoes are overripe. So they're kind of probably a little on the soft side. They might not be good for something else, but they're perfect for the bisque. Is that, did I hear that right?
If I'm not mistaken, that is what I said. And if I'm not mistaken, that is exactly what we do. That's exactly what we do.
And to bring it back to a very important point you made, which is has to do with the cost, you know, here's a way to effectively use that. So, yeah, you might pay more for those tomatoes, but if they get overripe, then you know what? You don't have to throw them out. Here's another recipe. So,
yes,
you know, those are great tips for folks to be able to incorporate your approach into their home is to think a little bit in terms of menu planning. It sounds like you guys, like most kitchens, I'm sure, don't waste anything.
No. Why would you? You have to make sure that your food costs are in check and that, you utilize everything in that week.
Well, you know, and I think that that's, you know, something very important to share with folks. You know, again, you get that organic, you know, piece of beef or whatever. When you're done trimming it up, you know, and you've got some bones or whatever, taking things off the bones, those bones can go into making a beef stock with the leftover tops of, you know, carrots and bits. And so this is, you know, tell me your opinion, it's almost like for a lot of people, just the act of kind of cooking, running a kitchen, is truly becoming a lost art.
Yes, and you're reminding me of Julia Child. If she was still on TV and teaching,
I take that as a compliment.
Well, like if people were still having this conversation, and there was this lady, this you know super animated lady, you know, telling everyone how to start cooking from the basics. And then you understand how to use the items in your kitchen and how to make a stock or a broth and use those overripe bananas for banana bread and use those overripe tomatoes for soup. You know, I feel like I was raised a little bit with her on the TV, not with the Food Network. And it just really made me understand and have an appreciation for how that process goes along. You know, the food process and how to prepare it. And make it good and flavorful.
Right. I think what you've emphasized, this whole Mediterranean approach, and it's so good to see, you know, the industry leading, and hopefully that will flow over into, you know, the home, and we can really help people not only be well, but enjoy the whole food experience. Real quick, where can folks find you if they're on their way to Sun Valley?
Sure. So Christina's restaurant is located in Ketchum, Idaho. It's a pretty small town. You'll be able to find us. Christina's restaurant in Ketchum, Idaho. Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Thank you, Robin. So great to have you on. And hey, I'm going to hit you up for that tomato bisque recipe. So be ready. You are listening to Code Delicious with Dr. Mike on Radio MD.